see. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI, and I usually say in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, but I understand it's a tad smoky in Bonner's Ferry today, as it is in all of Boundary and Bonner County. Also, we are heard here on 97.1 FM KSPT in somewhat smoky Sandpoint, and about 86 degrees today. You know, the smoke layer actually yesterday kept us from the triple digits. So, you know, there's kind of a little bright side to that, maybe. But anyway, hoping we'd get through an entire season, but not quite. It's here for now, anyway. Anyway, here on the show today, we also can be heard anytime, anywhere at NorthIdahoRadio.com. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to hear a program, maybe one of Barbara's programs or one of our very entertaining Wednesday guest host programs that have aired in the past, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and go to the Noon Hour Archives and put in the date, and boom. It's there. Speaking of dates, this is just sneaking up on me. Bulldog and Badger football is just over a week away. It's fall sports season, believe it or not. So talk more about that in the coming week. Anyway, we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll welcome in Seth Kincaid from Bonner's Ferry. He'll be telling us about the local humanitarian efforts to send basic amenities to the front lines in Ukraine. The effort is being headed by Hope House of Boundary County, the Bonner's Ferry Rotary Club, and Boulder Creek Retreat. So Seth will be telling us all about that. And also on today's show, we welcome back in my good buddy Wade Brown. Yes, you know, when Wade's back in town, it's time for the Bonner County Fair. And, of course, that means Wade is back in town with his Sandpoint Smash Demolition Derby at the fairgrounds. Always fun to talk about the demo derby. Always fun to talk about, just to chat with Wade. And the fair is in full swing. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. In fact, so that's going to be our show today. Just the two guests. I'm Bob Witte, by the way. Also, speaking of the fair, tonight is the Summer Nights Concert, and tickets are available still for at BonnerCountyFair.com. You buy them online only at BonnerCountyFair.com. If you don't have access to a computer or you're just not that computer savvy, you can go to the fair office and they'll help you through the process. Summer Nights Concert featuring two of our all-time great local bands, Devin Wade, of course, and Maya Kohal Band. And they're going to be great. That's this evening in the fairgrounds. Also, excuse me, tomorrow evening is the Challenge of Champions Bull Riding. That is happening tomorrow, August 18th in the evening in the main arena. Always a great, great time for bull riding. Again, BonnerCountyFair.com for tickets. Excuse me. And as we mentioned, the Sandpoint Smash Demolition Derby, which, by the way, always sells out. So if you don't have tickets, you want to get them right now. That is Saturday evening at 7:30. And Wade Brown will be along to give us more details on the demo derby. What else is going on? Well, as I mentioned, the fair is open. All the regular stuff is happening this week at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Parking at the fair will be a daily fee of $3 or $10 for the entire week. Don't miss out on the hay bale maze, the pony rides, the petting zoo, the ranch sorting competition, concert in the dirt, pie eating contest, Challenge of Champions bull riding, and so much more. Go to BonnerCountyFair.com for more. The annual party for the lake, the Rock Creek Alliance's annual meeting and party, is tomorrow, August 18th at Matchwood Brewery. On tap is an auction, a multi-genre mountain music from local band Headwaters, plus libations, food, and all monies raised to support the Rock Creek Alliance's mission to protect lake water quality from the proposed Rock Creek mine. For more info on that, go to rockcreekalliance.org. Also, as if there wasn't enough going on this weekend, Montana Shakespeare in the Park returns to Lakeview Park, which is 2 blocks from here, right down the street. That is Saturday the 19th from 5 until 7, and the Montana Shakespeare in the Parks will be performing Shakespeare's Measure for Measure, and very entertaining stuff, and it is absolutely free. Also this Saturday, if you notice a lot of aircraft in the general Sandpoint area, it's because it's the annual Wings Over Sandpoint fly-in, and that is this Saturday, along with everything else. This is the 17th annual Wings Over Sandpoint fly-in, featuring a pancake breakfast and aircraft display. Gates open at 7, gates open at 8, excuse me. Breakfast is served from 8 until 10, $8 for adults, $4 for kids. The planes will be on hand all day to see that and check it out. Also checking out this weekend, we have the Farmers Market Saturday downtown. There is the other market on Sundays these days. Let's see, there's a free family show, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, at the Sandpoint Cinemas. For more information on that, go to sandpointcinemas.com. Lots going on. If you want to find out more about any of these events and their websites and all that, go to sandpointonline.com. It's all listed there. All on the phone here, we have Seth Kincaid with us in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking about the humanitarian effort that he has helped putting together out of Boundary County. So stick around.
It's summer and the mountain is calling. Answer the call with a trip to Schweitzer. Enjoy amazing views, a hike to the summit, or a scenic chairlift ride. Get your adrenaline pumping with loads of lift-serve mountain biking. Then there's zip lining and the trampoline jumper. The adventures are endless, so you might as well stay a while. Now, for a limited time, book 2 nights and get the third one free. Details at Schweitzer.com.
Does your company have big ambitions? Is it ready to grow, ready to expand, ready to make something of itself? If so, then you should talk to us, Mountain West Bank. Our business banking experts have the breadth of experience, the depth of knowledge, and the impressive portfolio of business loans to help your business succeed. So, big business, small business, or somewhere in between. Drop in today. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. For your business. Member FDIC.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We expect our information in real time. US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
We all know there are morning people and not so morning people. But now that McDonald's has bagels, the morning people demographic might just have to make room for some new members of the club. Talk about a game changer.
There's no better way to wake up. Try McDonald's hearty steak, egg, and cheese bagel with a juicy steak patty and grilled onions, fluffy eggs, and melty cheese. Or try one with smoky bacon or savory sausage at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The share it with a friend deal, even if that friend is yourself. Your McDonald's, your rules.
And if your McDonald's is all about getting your favorites, have we got a deal for you. Buy one tender McChicken, juicy McDouble, or mouth-watering hot and spicy McChicken, get a second for a dollar. Or mix and match. Perfect for sharing with, well, yourself. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Thanks for joining us. Sorry about a little technical snafu there for a second. So you are helping put together a local humanitarian effort to send basic amenities to the front lines of Ukraine. And you've had this been going on for a little while here and donations coming. Where did this idea come from and who all is spearheading this?
In 2005, my church had a smart farmer who went over to Ukraine and an opportunity to take a look at the quality of the agricultural land. Mm-hmm. And just thought, well, this is just amazing agricultural land, but these people don't know how to farm. They've lost that through communism. And so he had this idea of helping out the local communities there by teaching them how to farm, leasing the land, and trying to help build the communities. So a lot of folks from our church come together. We sent a humanitarian container every summer. We went out there. We would do a VBS in our community. And we put together a 20,000-acre farm that we were able to give 10% back to the proceeds of that farm back to the community to kind of help develop over the course of several years. 2014, things got a little bit tougher when Russia invaded Ukraine and took Crimea, which was just a stone's throw away from where the farm was located. Mm-hmm. And since then, things have just kind of deteriorated. It's really right on the front lines there in the Kherson region along with the Dnieper River Valley. And so even though we have currently lost our farm due to the war and lost that project and it's kind of stalled, the people that live there, the farming, the community, we're still very, very close to them. And they were reaching out for help with potentially how to get out their agricultural products, how to get out to the market and create a small farming co-op to allow them to get better deals on their grain out of there. So I had reached out to the local Rotary Club to potentially do a rotary-to-rotary project with the Bonners Ferry Rotary Club and the Harrison Rotary Club
The Bonners Ferry Rotary Club?
Who is actually from Ukraine itself. And he had an idea of potentially working on a humanitarian project to work directly with the people who have lost their communities, their homes, mm-hmm. their businesses due to the flooding when the Gorka Dam was destroyed. And that's where we got our start.
And you picked up the ball from there, and you are looking to donations of clothing, bedding, health and sanitation products, kids' toys, and especially first aid supplies. How's it been going collecting these donations so far?
North Idaho is an amazing community. People have really dug deep. We have probably 3/4 of what we need to fill the entire 20-foot container ready to go. Hmm. We have reached out to the local hospitals in Bonners Ferry and Sandpoint and Coeur d'Alene. We're still waiting to hear back from them on some of the medical supplies that are getting ready to go off shelf at a date and see if we can't get some of that for the container as well. But the people have really, really, really stepped up when it comes to actually donating the necessary supplies. What we still need help with is the cost of the shipment. So the cost of sending a container to Ukraine right now is around $10,000. Oh. It's pretty cheap to go to Romania, but to get that last leg into Ukraine, unfortunately, it's a little bit pricey because we have to truck it in, and we're still looking for donations there.
Mm-hmm. And where can people still drop off donations in Bonners Ferry, and is there an outlet in Sandpoint?
We don't have an outlet in Sandpoint yet, but in Bonners Ferry, we have drop boxes at Riverside Auto, The Herald, Safeway, KRBC, L Internet, Caldwell Bankers, the LBS Church, or folks can bring it directly to the Boulder Creek Retreat, which is where we're consolidating all of these donations and all the supplies so that on February 2nd, we'll be ready to keep them all ready and packed up so that we can put them directly on the container when it arrives.
Yeah, so that's Saturday, September the 2nd. The organizers and other community members will load the container at the former Boulder Creek Academy. It's 174 Emerson Lane in Bonners. Once the container is full, organizers invite volunteers, fellowship over food, volleyball, basketball, just frisbees, whatever, just having a good time to celebrate what you guys have put together and done, and hopefully fill that 20-foot container. And you're still taking donations. How do people actually monetarily donate to the cause to help pay for this container to get all the way to Ukraine?
They can help by going to Give Send Go, which is an online way to donate. And if they go to Bonners Ferry to Ukraine, they will find our campaign. They can donate directly there, or they can send a check to the Hope House, which is at 1283 Homestead Loop in Bonners Ferry.
That's Hope House, 1283 Homestead Loop, Bonners Ferry, 83805. If you want to donate or give, then go. Is that .org or .com?
Give, send, go.
Give, send, go. Okay.
Yep.
And the
campaign name for Give, Send, Go, again, it's Bonners Ferry to Ukraine. And that is a .com address.
.com. So givesendgo.com, and then find Bonners Ferry to Ukraine to donate there. And are you taking donations right up to September 2nd?
We will take donations all the way up to September 2nd, and financial donations will take beyond September 2nd.
Very good.
As we continue to pay for the container as we go. Well, the first $4,000 for the container is due around September 2nd. The remaining we have at least another month or 2 months before we have to pay that.
So, again, you can, if you want to donate, you know, physical things, clothing and bedding, health and sanitation products, children's toys, first aid supply, you can drop them off in Bonners Ferry at Safeway at the Church of Latter-day Saints on Alderson Lane, Kootenai River Brewing, Riverside Auto, Family Flooring, E1 Internet, and the Bonners Ferry Herald. By the way, the Herald wrote a outstanding article about your efforts a little while back. How did that all come together?
That was amazing. Emily Von Font got wind of what we're doing as she keeps her ear to the ground of everything that goes on here at Bonners Ferry in this area. And she was just very interested in it and reached out to other people within the community to kind of find out their interests as well, and did a little bit of the research behind it, and has been very supportive and very helpful in making sure that people around here are well aware of what's going on.
That's outstanding. Again, to learn more, you can, you can reach Seth. Mind if I give your phone number?
Please do.
831-917-9525. That's 831-917-9525. Or at pgkincaid, K-I-N-K-A-D-E, at gmail.com, or if you just want to go online and donate to the cause, givesendgo.com, and find the tab for Bonners Ferry to Ukraine. Seth, thanks for joining us today. I apologize for the little mishap at the beginning of this conversation, but I look forward to having you live in the studios here next Thursday to tell us more about this effort.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Take care and have a great weekend. And we are going to take our second break. When we come back, switching gears here, we'll be talking about the Bonner County Fair, which kicked off yesterday. Wade Brown is with us. Of course, Wade joins us every August at this time to talk about the Sandpoint Smash Demolition Derby and more. So stick around.
Hello, Don Thomas here today for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. Although if it wasn't such a mouthful, I might say I'm here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets and Doors. Oh, we do glass all right. Just about every type and product you could ever need. However, one of the areas where we really shine is doors. Doors of every stripe. Whether it's new construction, a remodel, or you just need to replace and retrofit that one door, interior or exterior, Selkirk can do it all. And make it happen in a timely manner, at a fair price, with installations performed with a degree of professionalism you may not be used to. We only offer tried and true, well-respected door brands such as Simpson, Rogue Valley, and Therma-True. Trust us, within their extensive lines, you're going to find just what you're looking for, inside and out. And hey, maybe it's time to replace that clunky, leaky, sliding patio door. We can make that happen a lot easier than you might think. So looking for glass and cabinets? Yep, we got that. But let's not forget those doors. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets and Doors. That's the place to go.
The 7th annual Ponderay Neighbor Day is coming up Saturday, September 9th, behind the Hoot Owl on Highway 200 in Ponderay. They're signing up food and retail vendors now. The entry for vendors is free with a $50 deposit to hold your spot. This family-friendly event features live music, activities, games, and more. For information, contact Kaylee at the City of Ponderay. Be a vendor at Ponderay Days, September 9th. Call the City of Ponderay or email klmiller@ponderay.org.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405. 8405.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and Wade Brown is along with us. Of course, Wade joins us every year. Talk about the Demolition Derby and the Bonner County Fair. Wade, how are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. The fair is here, of course, historically the hottest week of the year as well. Yesterday was hot, although the smoke layer kind of a little cooler than places like Spokane and stuff, where it was hot. Did you make it out to the fairgrounds yesterday?
Yeah, I went out yesterday, and everything looks good. I walked through the hall and looked around, and
lots of people?
There was a lot of people, a lot of venues, food trucks out there, too.
Yeah, some great food trucks. That's one of our favorite things here at the radio station is that fair week, we all go out there for lunch.
Yeah.
And, it's free to get in. It's minimal charge for parking, but there you have it. And all the usual stuff is there, and it's a lot of fun. Of course, Maya Kohal and Devin Wade playing this evening in the Summer Nights concert. And you know those guys, Maya and Devin?
Well, he took my name. Yeah, I know of them. They're pretty good. I like listening to them.
Yeah, they're both great. And just curious who's opening for who and how that's going to work. And I know they're good buddies, and they play around town a lot, both local guys and the Kohol. The name goes back as far as Sandpoint. So.
Yeah.
That'll be great. And then tomorrow night is the Challenge of Champions Bull Riding, which I believe always sells out. So you want to get your tickets as soon as possible at BonnerCountyFair.com. And then, of course, your event Saturday night, the Sandpoint Smash Demolition Derby, starts at 7:30. And that always sells out as well.
Yes, it does.
It does. And BonnerCountyFair.com. Right now, and as I was explaining in the opening, that's the only place you can get tickets is to that website. If you don't have a computer or a smartphone or whatever, have trouble navigating through that, they will help you out at the fairgrounds purchase your tickets.
Yes,
this is the first year that it's gone to that method, and I totally get it. So, how many years now have you been doing the demo derby for the fair?
Well, for the fair, this will be my 11th year, I believe, and. Last 3 years, I kind of finally got it all smoothed out.
Mm-hmm.
Got a good set of rules for the drivers to build to, and that's pretty fair. So it'll come down to driving style, driving skills for the drivers.
Mm-hmm. So before the rules, was it just mayhem?
A little bit. I tried to tried different rules, and I just settled on these ones.
Yeah.
It seems to work the best.
So you started as actually a demo derby driver, right?
Yes, I did, back in 93.
93, that's kind of a ways back. You must have been
I'm not dating myself.
You must have been in 7th or 8th grade.
I think I was. Grow a full beard back then.
And how much has it changed since your early days as a driver to you being in charge and installing rules and stuff like that?
You know, it's crazy because it was trial and error when I was started it.
Mm-hmm. So
you broke something, you came back, you looked at your car, you go, okay, if I did this, I should prevent that to break. So I did probably 6 years researching my own mishaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it down, then I started placing in the top three all the time.
Ah.
Then the computer came out, and like everybody became an expert builder overnight.
Well, it's like everything else. I mean, yeah, I had a friend who has like a 83 Toyota truck, and the door handle broke off, and goes, there's got to be a video for that. And he YouTubed it, and there was a guy showing you how to fix the door handle on an 83 Toyota truck. I mean, it was the exact truck.
Yeah.
So you can find anything like that.
You can. It's just mind-boggling.
It is.
Then you got guys back east and some here on the West Coast that build special parts just for derby cars.
Parts that don't dent or something?
Like a sliding drive line.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like the tractor implements. They converted that into a drive line, so when your car gets crunched up, your drive line shortens up, and you still got your drive line set up, popping the drive line out.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a brake system you can put in there. You've got a shifting system, a cable that you can shift your automatic transmission. You've got a steering component with U-joints in that collapses. I mean, it's pretty crazy what these good old boys back east have come up with.
Yeah,
and around
so,
here.
So the point of all that is so you can keep going.
Keep going,
just
yes.
Keep going. Yes. And you're not, it's not like the last person standing, right?
Well, it's the last car with the last aggressive hit running, basically.
So you just keep banging away until only one person is left?
Yes. And at the end of the night, that guy gets $4,000 to win.
$4,000.
In the big cars. In the little cars, I'm having little cars too, they get $2,000 to win.
Okay, so give us an example of what's a big car and what's a little car.
A big car would be like your big Impala,
mm-hmm,
70s iron car. Then your small cars would be like a little Toyota Civic.
Mm-hmm. It would be a Honda Civic.
Or Honda.
Toyota,
yeah.
Camry.
Yeah, okay.
Just making a difference. Now, those bigger cars seem like they're a little older and made from tougher materials, like they would last longer in a demo,
yes,
derby.
Yes. I mean, you can even get the newer Cadillacs through the 80s. And, you know, they hold up. They got Crown Vicks now, the old cop cars that are coming out.
But the old Cadillacs aren't that like a bigger target, right?
Yeah, but go ahead and hit a few, then you can shorten up your wheelbase.
And I know we've talked about this before, so it's the last person standing. What if that person has just been avoiding everybody just to be the last person standing and not actually actively trying to wreck somebody else's car? How do you judge that?
I have guys I have down flagging down there. I was usually down there. But I make sure they have experience driving so they know what to look for.
Okay.
And when they see him, they'll show the red flag to them and say, hey, you need to start hitting or you're disqualified. So we try to hit that,
mm-hmm,
where they have to be more aggressive. And if not, then I'll have to stop it and put a big pink zero on their car and make them a target.
How embarrassing is that?
Nowadays, I'm not sure.
So are there? So it must be, it's like a fine art as a driver, and you're the experienced driver, to be crashing just enough to qualify for being active and not being, you know,
yeah,
carted, so to speak, but stay alive and keep your car going.
Yeah, you do enough to where make sure you have a little bit of enough car to go to the end. but still be a crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's all about, it's entertainment. That's why that's why it sells out.
And speaking of that, the guy that puts on the best show will be all of us come together and judge all my officials, and we'll group together and see who's the most aggressive driver. And that person's going to get $500 for Mad Dog.
So win or not, he or she gets $500. Speaking of which, are there very many women drivers?
There's some out there. There's some that are really aggressive.
Well, that
maybe I should say maybe man haters. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe car haters. They just want to hit cars, just like the guys. So you said that the overall winner in the big cars gets $4,000. You've put together these cars before. You've ridden in them before. You've crashed them all up. Are they making any money at the end of the day? I imagine the cars cost a lot of money to keep them going.
Yeah, you know, Co-op stepped up this year and donated some money to raise the purse up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fair always puts money in. So I tried to get the money up to make it worth their while to come to the show and put on a show. And, yeah, it's worth their while, that $4,000.
So back in your driving days, or even in today's times, how long does a typical demo derby car last? I mean, if you have ones that have been out there for years, or are they just kind of disposable?
And that boils down to the rules, what kind of rules you people build to. My rules, should one show, two shows, probably the most is out of two shows. And you're allowed two plates after the first race in the car. And you put two plates on the car anywhere on the frame you want.
So what exactly does that mean, a plate?
So if your frame bends, you can bend your frame back down. Then you can put a 7-inch by 4-inch plate on it to help strengthen that damaged area so you can go to the next race.
So before your rules, as you said, were there any limitations to making those repairs or what have you?
Yeah, I had other plates before and different build rules. And the crowd loves to see cars bend up.
Yeah.
And still going.
Well, it's the only place you can see car accident or car crashes, and it's done on purpose.
Yeah. Then at the end of the show, at the end of the night, I'd let the crowd come down and check out the cars. And they just can't believe it, and they get pictures with the drivers. The kids.
That's awesome.
So the kids really like it.
Yeah, I was just going to say kids would love that.
The adults like it too. And it's a family night.
And you still do the shooting T-shirts into the crowd?
Yeah, I got some T-shirts. Tam donated some today. I got 7B shop. I think they will. I got Heaves out of the shop. I'm going to hit a couple more businesses up and see if they want to donate, and I'll just plug them out there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Always fun. It's a good family entertainment, and it starts at 7:30 on a Saturday. The Sandpoint Smash Demolition Derby. Is this the only demo derby that you run, that you put together, or do you do them in other venues?
I do Coeur d'Alene's.
Coeur d'Alene.
Also.
And when is that?
That'll be the 27th, a week later.
Oh, okay.
So you can take the car you run at Sandpoint. Same rules. And if you have to put two plates on, because you're only allowed two plates, and that's it. Fix her up, take her down there, finish the car off, maybe win some more money. Who knows?
So for the one at the Bonner County Fairgrounds this weekend, where do most of those drivers come from? Are these people that travel around doing demo derbies? Are they locals or a mixture of both?
I've got some good locals that like to show up. I think guys that haven't done it for a few years that were local. I think they're coming back into it because they like the rules. I got people from Bonner's. I got people from Coeur d'Alene. This year I got a couple guys coming down from Canada. Hmm. So it pulls from all over. I got a couple guys from Montana too.
And will these basically be the same people that go to the Kootenai County Fair?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there'll be some new faces down there. At the Kootenai County.
But if you pick up some favorites, like the crowd-pleasing favorite at the Bonner County Fair, pretty much guarantee you'll see that.
Yeah, you'll see them down there. One of the favorites is Henry the Rabbit.
Henry the Rabbit.
Yeah, he me and a friend of mine, my friend made the trophy, but we presented it to him in Coeur d'Alene because that's where he likes the Derby. And I think he's 67.
Boy, that's old.
And still does.
I just had a birthday.
You know, he wears his leather jacket out there.
Wow.
You know, just a great guy. He's a crowd pleaser. Everybody loves this old guy.
Yeah. Well, he's got a trophy named after him.
You know, he's won Sandpoint, I think, twice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good.
Well, back when you were a driver, were you the overall winner?
I think I've probably won two or three.
Oh, look at you. Oh, two or three. Oh, it's good stuff. We're talking to Wade Brown, born and raised right here, but now you live on the coast, but you still come back every summer to do these derbies, and
yeah.
We certainly appreciate that. And we are going to take our final break, get that out of the way, and if you could stick around, we got more fair stuff and demo derby stuff to talk about.
Yeah, all these sandwiches here
look great.
Looking
for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $20 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Ryan. And at Super One Foods, they say save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you know a deserving person or family that is in need of a brand new heating or cooling system? AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is participating with Lennox to provide a new heating or cooling system for a deserving person or family at absolutely no cost to the recipient. Just go to feeltheLove.com to make a nomination. Deadline to nominate is August 31st. For more information, feel free to contact AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint or simply go to feeltheLove.com.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back. You know, I listened to that last spot there for that Feel the Love Lennox Heating and Cooling and AGE Heating and Cooling giveaway, and I can't stress enough how important that's got to be to somebody. You can nominate anyone you want. It doesn't have to be a needy person, just someone that you think needs an upgrade of a brand new Lennox heating and cooling system. Lennox donates the system for free. and AGE Heating and Cooling here in Sandpoint donate the install and the service and what have you. So look up AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint and give them a call or go online and send them an email and find out what the nomination process. The nominations end on August the 31st. So I know they're looking for more and more nominations all the time. So that's AGE Heating and Cooling, and someone in Bonner or Boundary County will be getting a brand new heating system just before winter. So pretty cool. We're talking to Wade Brown, which is also pretty cool. Wade's here with us in the Bonner County Fair. And, of course, going on at the Bonner County Fairgrounds now through Saturday night, concluding with the Sandpoint Smash Demolition Derby on Saturday night. And that's your big event. We were talking about you do this here and you do it at the Kootenai County Fair, and that's the extent of the season for you?
It's promoting. I try to do one or two a year, just driving in it myself. Mm-hmm.
So where do you do those?
I do them on the coast.
Are things pretty much the same there as they are here, or is this one more fun or vice versa?
Well, I think this is more fun. I think more people should show up and drive in my shows.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all good. And I mentioned that the fair is open. Parking at the fair is entry is free. It doesn't cost anything to get inside the fairgrounds, but there is a parking fee of $3 or $10 for the whole week. And there's the hay bale maze. There's the pony rides, petting zoo, all the usual things, the Maya Kohal and Devin Wade concert tonight, bull riding tomorrow night. And you can check out the Bonner County Fair book for more information, or for tickets, go to bonnercountyfair.com. And I've been mentioning this for months now that it's the only place you can buy tickets is at bonnercountyfair.com. They don't have the outlets that have been used in the past. And if you have trouble navigating through that website, you can go to the fairgrounds and they'll help you through it. So you can get tickets. I can't stress this enough, while they're available, because the demo derby and the bull riding guaranteed sellouts, and that's got to be fun for you to come back every year and go to the fairgrounds and have these packed houses and watch these kids grow up watching your demo derby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the kids love it. Yeah. They do. They come down, they talk to the drivers, and the drivers are really good about taking pictures with the kids and letting the kids take pictures inside the car. And so, yeah, I mean,
it's got to be fun for you to watch the generations. I know your son Mike grew up watching you doing the demo derbies.
Yeah,
and now the grandson that you and I share together with him loves going back every year and watching Grandpa Wade out there.
I get him out there to shoot some t-shirts off.
And that's awesome.
He likes that.
I would imagine. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. So what else? So you have the two categories. You have the small cars and the big cars. Is that it? Is that the extent of
it? That's it. I mean, put on a pretty good show last year. I hope I can do the same thing this year with the cars.
So with the last car standing being the winner in both of those heats, or how is that done? How is the heat system?
I kind of wait for that night to show
to see who shows
up and see if how many cars I can put in each heat. Then it's usually one or two heats. So we'll go out, they run their heat, and I'll have maybe, we'll say I have the last three cars running. They go to the main.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second heat, same thing, last three cars running go to the main. Then I have a hard luck for the big cars, and they battle it out. And
What does hard luck mean?
You get a second chance to go to the main. Then I'll pick so many cars out of that. Maybe four also. And so I'll have like a 12-car main. And
so this is very impromptu for you. I mean, you have to be on your toes for several hours here just keeping track of all this.
Yes. I'm starting Saturday morning. I'm going down there. Thanks to Tim Tolberg. He lent me his forklift. So I can get the logs out there and build that all up. And as soon as I get that done, the cars are starting to come in. And I got a tech guy now. He comes in and he techs the cars, and I can start finishing up the booth and getting everything lined up for the show. So, yeah, I'm going till 12 at night.
Yeah, so once the heat starts and you have to make some decisions, like is it three or four cars, or did this guy cheat, or is this guy the most entertaining? And it must be a great relief for you when it's over.
It is. I sleep pretty good. But then I got to get up Sunday morning, clean the arena out, and put the logs all back. So Monday morning's when I'm kind of like, ah. Oh.
And so you've been doing this. This is what you said, your 11th year.
Yes.
After being a driver for so many years, and you still drive in some events. How do you see the future? Is this something that you just want to keep going forever?
I'll keep going. I enjoy doing it. I'm getting pretty positive reviews about the shows I put on. They're liking them. Everybody's having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets along. There's no drama out there. So I've been in some derbies on the coast that are real dramatized.
I would imagine. Too much drama.
Yeah,
just about everything these days.
You just got to pack up and leave. Leave that behind.
Do you go to the other events during the fair? I mean, you going to the Maya Kohal, yeah, Devin Wade show?
I'll go to the concert tonight. Go out there and shake a boot or two. And drink a couple beers from the beer garden.
There you go.
I always see people I know. And
yeah.
We talk and stuff. And I'll probably hit the rodeo too. Always see people there.
And does your buddy Troy Murphy, does he come up for this? I know I see him at the Lost in the 50s parade all the time.
I don't know if he's coming up this year or not.
You were in the same class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Well, we got a class reunion next week.
Is that right?
Yeah, me and Troy do, yeah.
I won't even think about how many years that is. I
think it's 10.
10, yeah. It was 10 at one time, that's for sure. Wade Brown, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for all you do for the Bonner County Fairgrounds. And again, it's happening. It's happening all day today. We have the Devin Wade Maya Kohal concert tonight. There are still tickets available for that. Of course, the Demolition Derby, as we've been talking about for the last half hour, on Saturday night, and the Challenge of Champions Bull Riding on Friday night. Just so much fun. All the usual fair events are going on right now and all day long. It was yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Saturday. So it's just, we can sleep after all this, right? This is,
yeah,
just get out to the fair
and
have
a
good time.
Yeah, they're selling pigs and cattle out there.
And it's, again, for more information and a complete lineup of events, go to BonnerCountyFair.com. Wade, always great to see you, and thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me on again this year.
All right.
Really,
and that's
it
for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.